Hi, everybody, and welcome to Paul Lisnick, Behind the Curtain, my chance to step away from the television world of politics and talk about my other passion, maybe my number one passion, theater, and especially today, because coming to the Chicago area, in Highland Park, and specifically Wilmette, is the production of Kinky Boots. Love, love, love Kinky Boots. Now, for those of you who are fans of my Broadway in Chicago show, you may remember that when Kinky Boots first came on its pre-Broadway run to Chicago, I sat with the cast in our sort of inside the actor's studio type show, along with Billy Porter and Stark Sands and Jerry Mitchell. They were all there, and we had an incredible time talking about what was to be Kinky Boots. And I remember saying to them all when our show was over, guys, you've got Tonys coming in your future. I was right. Six of them came into their future. And now, just a few years later, up in Highland Park, being presented by the Highland Park Players, is indeed a version of Kinky Boots that I can't wait to see. Let me introduce you to the lead cast members who you will see on stage. It's a limited time, August 18th to 27th. You can't hang around. You got to get going and get your tickets. Joining us, and if you know the show, you know these characters' name, playing the role of Lola, is Ananiah Williams, wonderful you are. And here's the thing. You've been in Ragtime at Metropolis, Next to Normal, Into the Woods. But I just quickly have to ask you, not even about your 2.3 million TikTok followers, apparently, and I will be there opening weekend, and I think you need to make me a cupcake. Is that a fair request?
Yeah, I would say so. My mom's a baker, so I kind of picked up the trade.
Oh, it's your mom. Oh, okay. So, but it's you. You'll make the cupcake.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
All right. And have you made them for the cast yet?
No, they're not lucky enough yet.
Okay. Opening weekend, guys, get ready, because I've just made Ananiah a promise. We're all going to get, I'm making the promise for him, for them, but I just made the promise. We're all getting cupcakes. And also playing the role of Charlie, Ben Frankart. And this is Chicagoland debut for you, Charlie, Ben. Welcome to Chicago.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Just moved at the end of last year and excited to hit the stage running and, what a
you're
wonderful
not,
show.
You're not missing.
Started.
I know you were in Carrie and West Side Story as Tony. Perhaps you saw my 1976 version at Niles North High School of West Side Story. Ooh. But are you missing the cruise ships?
You know, it was definitely a different world. I was the timing was right for me. It was pre-pandemic. Since the pandemic, definitely not itching to necessarily go back. But I had a lot of fun doing it. It was a really, really cool phase of my life.
And I'm glad it was pre-pandemic. You'd still be on the cruise ship. And also joining us is, at least the way it got handled in Florida, also joining us is Hannah Kipp, who plays Lauren. This is your Highland Park Players debut. So good for you. And you bring the style and art of Texas with you.
I sure do. Trying to get that Texas twang out of my dialect for the show.
Well, Ben will teach you how to do the British accent. So we'll you know, or maybe Ananiah will. I mean, you got the British accent coming your way, I imagine.
Oh, you're laughing. You don't even know what you just did.
Really?
We're working on it.
Okay.
On it.
Well, just start saying, hey, bloke, or something like that. It all works.
We have a fantastic dialects coach.
I love it. It would not be me. I have English cousins, but I can't do a great dialect, except when I'm there, then I kind of fake it. All right. And by the way, you were Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, and I guess I have to find out whether in this production of Kinky Boots, will we see you on a unicycle?
Well, we haven't finished blocking Act 2, so there's still time to add it. It hasn't been added yet, but...
All right. I would put it on the conveyor system, whatever, but I will leave that to your directors and all that to work. So, Ananiah, let's come to you and talk about what this show is all about. Because, you know, if you can change your mind, you can change the world. And Lola is truly the magic, in my view, of all the change that happened in this show. What's Kinky Boots all about?
For me, it's just about authenticity. Like, how best can I liberate others to be themselves as well as demanding myself to be as pure and as truthful to my experiences? I think Kinky Boots, while it is like a fun show, the biggest message you take away is, I just saw them do it and I can do it too. You know what I mean? There's a call of action that's digestible and also really clear to see.
Yeah, fantastic. And Ben, I'm going to come to you because what they shared with us is kind of the deeper level of Kinky Boots. Anna and I really expresses what this really is about. But I'm going to come to you because in your character, Charlie, you can give me, and I'm asking for this, a more surface level plot take on what Kinky Boots is about.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about confidence. It's about, like Anania said, finding your true, authentic self. It's about
You know, wait, I'm pushing you. I'm actually trying to push you into the your family owns a shoe factory plot line.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie is a fourth generation owner of Price and Son, and towards the beginning of the story, inherits that factory. And the shoe business is not thriving at the time, and so they need to find another niche market. And Charlie stumbles into Lola, or Lola stumbles into Charlie. And it's this intersection of two people that are very different, but at the time, very similar. And they find their niche market, and that's sort of the inciting incident to get the ball rolling.
And Hannah, your character, Lauren, thank goodness, is just so open and understanding to all of what's going on.
Yeah, I love that about...
Oh, come on. I was being sarcastic a little bit because she presents troubles for Charlie.
She does. But I will say, I think she represents the someone who's never met someone who does drag and pretty quickly accepts them and doesn't ask too many questions about it. And is just like, okay, this is what it is. And I'm on board. Let's do this thing. But she is a little bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah. And of course, I think one of the key characters in this show as well, the character of Don, who actually was going to join. We just schedules didn't work out for that character to join us. But it's so important. And Anania, you have a lot to teach. I mean, of all the characters in this show, it's amazing that Lola can actually get through to somebody who has the background and viewpoints of a Don.
Yeah, I think that the coolest part about that relationship is that I can take something away from that, like, in my Anania life, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I get scared to try to make a middle ground between me and a person who, you know, doesn't agree with my, let's call it what it is, existence. So it's nice to see, like, Lola have the strength, and not only the strength, but the courage to, like, put herself out there, be vulnerable first, and encourage that relationship to be respected and demanded back.
Yeah, and Ben, actually, let's talk about your character, Charlie, a little bit, because while I put a lot on Don, because Don is so stereotypical of a certain type, I think, but Charlie comes a long way too in the show. Charlie at the end of the show, and we're not giving anything away, but Charlie at the end of the show is not Charlie at the beginning of the show. And of course, Lola makes that difference in Charlie's life. But just talk about, if you can, you began to do this earlier, but the bit of the transition that the character Charlie makes that I think might be more in line with maybe even some audience members. I don't think you have too many Dons in this part of the country or in this part of the state, but you might have some Charlies.
Yeah, that's a great point, Paul. Charlie says some like very hurtful things and some very ignorant things throughout the course of the show. And I think drilling down on just that, the ignorance of it, I don't think that's something that we've been exploring with the director, Connor Giles, is just nothing that Charlie says to Lola is meant to be malicious or malevolent. It's just a lack of understanding, a lack of knowing. And so as Charlie gets to know Lola as a person and Lola sort of lets down their guard, Charlie comes a long way in understanding why a person might live a life so differently from them and comes to understand it a lot more, to have that beautiful moment at the end of the show where, you know, they're sort of standing hand in hand and understand each other a lot better than when they started.
And Hannah, I guess in many ways, Lauren grows the same way too. I mean, she comes a long way, but it again, different from Don, different from Charlie. She just wants certain things in life, and she wants maybe a normalcy in life in terms of what her life would be and real estate, all this kind of stuff, only to realize that there's more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she is also a small town girl, very limited access to things. She's not educated, but she has that soft heart that's really quick to want to understand and be accepting. So she's in the worker's realm, kind of the opposite of Don in that way, where he maybe takes a little bit more time. But at the same time, you know, she does still have a lot to learn and is a part of that journey.
Yeah. How many of you, by show of hands, this will be easiest. How many of you have seen the movie Kinky Boots? Oh, none of you. None of you watched the movie. It's not a musical. So now I just have to ask, is it by choice, or you just haven't seen it, or is it like, I don't want to see it? What's your Anania? Let me start with you. You just don't want to see it?
Well, as soon as I found out there was a movie, I didn't even know that. But oh. As soon as I found out, then Connor, our director, said that we couldn't watch it until the end. So
okay, so you've been asked not to watch it. Hannah, would you watch it if he didn't say that?
Yes, I'm planning to watch it after the show closes.
Okay.
Because I also just recently found out the story is based on a true story in a real family.
Yeah.
So,
which makes it really powerful. Mm-hmm. Ben, are you going to watch the movie?
Oh, absolutely. I know I've seen some clips on YouTube specifically around our dialect training, some of the shoe story of Northampton.
Which apparently I tapped into without knowing it.
Yes, after the show closes, absolutely, I'd love to see the movie.
All right. And now I have to ask the other question. How many of you, by show of hands, have seen the musical Kinky Boots?
I've seen a regional production, yeah.
Okay. Hannah, who did you see?
Yes, not original cast, unfortunately.
Original, okay. And Ben, you've not seen it?
Never seen it.
Wow. Wait till you see it. It's really good. this just for Anania, this is kind of especially for you because, of course, what's magic about the show are the boots, right? The kinky boots. And so when I did my show with Jerry Mitchell and the cast and everything, I kept begging Jerry, I needed to have a boot, and Jerry said, it's just not a doable thing. They're very expensive to make. They're all this kind of stuff. But because I've known Jerry for years, this is the green screen. So I've got to stand up to do this, to put it against my shirt. But Ananias, this is especially for you. So this is indeed one of, I believe, Billy Porter's boots. But the really cool part is it's actually signed by the entire original cast.
Yes!
Oh my God!
Wow.
So Billy and Stark and everything. So Jerry actually came through in time. It took years, but he came through in time. And you actually all may get to, I've actually been talking to the HP people. We may bring it to you for you to, I know you got a photo shoot coming up or something. We might make it part of that and we might make it in the theater. They just have to take really good care of this. But I got this whole Broadway collection. And I think based on all your backgrounds, Anania was probably the one that would appreciate it most from, just stuff
that
from original.
So cool. I
Evan Hansen's cast and whatnot.
You just made my day a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, look, that was cool. Yeah, so it's, it's funny. And the boot thing for me, I actually have a collection of like shoes from different stars and Jerry Lewis and whatever. But anyway, I have Lin-Manuel Miranda's original boots from Hamilton. And when I showed them to him and he signed it, and when I showed it to him, he said, I remember these boots. They were when they were at the Public Theater. He said, we couldn't put these on. He said, we learned after a while to have them made with zippers in them. So how easy it for you? And I'm not sure. Are you in costume yet for the show? I mean, have you been trying the boots on yet? How easy is it?
So we haven't tried a lot of costumes on quite yet. And I'm getting excited because me and the rest of the angels who are the drag performers, we're going to look really, really good. At least I'm making sure of that.
And Ben, you're going to deal with this too, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I am very personally excited. I wish I was able to come out and just like strut in those boots and slay. I'll have to be a little more shaky, but that's okay.
Yeah, that is kind of the end of the show. But you know what? In your curtain call, just make it happen.
Oh, yes.
Right. Precisely. Yeah.
You'll see the full works in the curtain call.
Right. And Hannah, your character, Lauren, she kind of likes shoes as well.
Yes, we're actually playing around with maybe like a combat boot. I think that she, she's a tough working girl. She works in a factory. She loves her boots. I will say Anania has a fabulous pair of rehearsal heels that they wear. All the way up to the thigh, black, gorgeous boots. What inch size are the heels?
I think they're 4 inches.
Yeah. And I just can the entire high. Rehearsal.
Well, the sex is in the heel. You know that.
Amen. Amen.
I think these are four. I think these actual boots, I think they are 4-inch heel. I'm not really. I think it's 4 inches or so.
And they might be a little bit taller than that. They also have a platform, though, so.
The fun part, the music of this show is so amazing. And part of my show with Cyndi Lauper was with us too. And just, you know, to have the talent of a Cyndi Lauper writing, forget Harvey Fierstein, he was there too. I can't say this during the show, but I will tell you something Harvey said to me when we're done, which is just not repeatable. And then, it's lovely. I mean, it's just very funny. And there's no, censor, in terms of his work. But the music that Cyndi wrote for this show is just so stunning. What was fun is when we did the show, she was actually doing a reality show. So my crew was filming her and she had a crew filming me with her. And it was just sort of all crazy stuff. Back to serious work. Ananiya, my take is that a show and a production like Kinky Boots, because I mean, it's been around for several years. And I can tell you, by the way, you walk out of this, as you know, at least you saw the regional production, but you walk out of this, man, your head is, I remember just going up to Jerry Mitchell and hugging him and just like, you feel good for days after seeing this show. But here's the thing, Ananiya, I'm going to start with you on this. I think there's a need for Kinky Boots today, more than there has been in recent years.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially with all the anti-trans and drag laws.
That's what I'm referring to.
It's kind of scary to think about, like, being, like, the... It's scary to think about being one of the, like, faces of this production, you know, in that kind of regard. Because, I mean, I know a lot of the people in the Chicagoland area are very supportive of this kind of thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's just who we are as, like, open-minded people. But it's scary to know, like, you can't quite control who your audience is, and you never know, like, who is thinking what. That's all I can basically say about that. Mm-hmm. But it does feel nice to be doing what I love to do on stage and sharing this message at a time where, you know, the Supreme Court, every lawmaker wants to kind of silence, you know, the...
Yeah, it's kind of the flavor of the day for them to go after LGBTQIA plus rights, right? I mean, that just seems to be where things are right now. But, you know, Ben, it's interesting because while we're taping this at the same time on my political show end, I'm dealing with the defense authorization bill. And, you know, one of the challenges, this is something that passes every year. It's for the last 60 years. There's no question about funding the military. There's problems this year. You know why? Because a certain group of members of the House want to be sure there are anti-drag provisions in this bill and other related provisions in a bill that funds the military. Ben, how important do you think it is that we have a show like this in today's environment?
Oh, it's incredibly important. It's kind of, I mean, I remember when the auditions rolled around and I was so excited to come, and then to think that, like, Kinky Boots might not even be legal to perform in some states with these crazy anti-drag laws, right? I mean, we have two wonderful child actors playing young Charlie and young Lola, and that means that they're at a drag show, right? Because there are drag performers present.
Yeah, right.
And so, I mean, in some of these really red states, Kinky Boots might not even be possible without some drastic changes. And so we're lucky to be able to perform it, but it is so, so, so scary that this kind of art is being attacked on at the state level, at the federal level. I'm very excited and privileged to be doing it in a time where it's more important than ever.
Yeah, I auditioned to play young Lola, but I did not get the role, just so you...
You could never beat out Campbell. Campbell's amazing.
That's true. Campbell has...
It's all right. In fairness, they just said I was too old. I don't know.
Take me in a fight.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure Campbell could take me in a fight. I'm so serious.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see. And Hannah, I guess I'm the same realm for you. So when people come see this production, and I know as we talk now, you're still in the rehearsal process and all of that, but what kind of change do you think this, man, when people see this show what do you want people to be thinking? I mean, on the Broadway version, I dance my way up the aisle, but what do you want people to be thinking as they see this?
I hope that people come with an open mind to look at your own self, even if you think that you're someone who's so open-minded. If there's a, you know, something that resonates with you that maybe looks inward and something that you should work on or change in yourself, I think there's always room to be educating yourself and growing. So even though we are fortunate to live in a place where I think we have a very open-minded city and our audience will be filled with a lot of open-minded people, I hope you still come with the ability to look inward. there's always a message you can take for yourself. And the positivity of it as well. And it's such a fun show. I think that, you know, you said it great that people just leave feeling fulfilled and joyful. It's going to be a really good experience for our audience.
Yeah. It's, and by the way, you know, we're complimenting Chicago and we should, but you don't have to go too far out of the city to come across, was it a library, a restaurant or something, right? That is closing because everybody abandoned it because there was going to be a drag brunch or something, you know, drag storytelling, whatever it was, there. So it, you know, we're not immune, from all of this. And by the way, you know, it's funny as I watch out just another Billy Porter comment, but as you see Billy now and the Billy that you see, in my view was not the Billy that I first met. The Billy that I first met, who was first, well, you know, Billy had appeared, he had done some CDs, different things. He'd done some things, but in terms of the Billy Porter who was playing Lola, is a very different Porter that I see today, and in a good way. I mean, you see the freedom, you see the acceptance, you just see that today Billy Porter's just the heck with everybody. I am who I am, and it's a lot of encouraging messages, I think, from Billy. And Anaya, for you, in stepping into this role, how much of a challenge is it to know the, if you, burden's not the right word, but to understand the challenge that playing this character correctly has to place on you? Because Lola, we got to love Lola, and we do love Lola, but, you know, Lola's got a lot of sides to the character as well.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I've been struggling with, at least, is just, I would say, like, staying, consistency, maybe, throughout the entire thing. Because, well, one, this is, like, my first time being, like, the person in the musical, what this is about, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I've had, like, lead, quote-unquote lead roles, but I haven't had, like, an opportunity to be, you know, like, the last bow in the musical. So it's, like, how do I challenge myself as an actor to, like, see this through, like, emotionally, not only physically with the dance and the blocking and whatever, but how do I make these people relate and love Lola as much as I do? I also think this is the first time where I'm truly able to, like, do a role that fits really close to my gender expression, and it's been so affirming to just, like, literally let loose and be as effeminate and as loud as possible, because that's the ask, you know? And it's like, last, we had rehearsal on Monday. I almost started crying because we were doing Hold Me in Your Heart. And Connor was like, this is going to be set. Oh, I don't want to, maybe I won't spoil. But there's a part in Hold Me in Your Heart where I literally had to start crying because I was like, this is so close to my experience, and I'm happy that I'm able to share that with someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm really excited because I know I'm going to do a good job, and I can't wait for people to see it.
I think Ben and Hannah were shocked to just hear in your last answer that they were not the focus of the show.
they definitely are too. I am a star of the show. I'm just, not the star.
No, the truth is, I'm sorry, Lola is the focus of the show. It just is. That you know, just the way it is. I was just having fun. There's a number that actually just brings me to tears every time I watch it. And in fact, during the pandemic, Porchlight Music Theater did this sort of fundraising thing where you could have stars of Porchlight record a number. So I put this duet together, but the song I asked them to record, and if you know Alexis Rostin, who's an amazing performer, she just did Lady Day, but I asked them to do I'm Not My Father's Son. And I just want to get a reaction. I know, Hannah, you're not a part of that number, but Ben and Anaya, that number is just, as an audience member, this is really tough for me to sit through. It's powerful. But for your characters in very different ways. Ben, let me start with you.
Yeah, I mean, that has so far through the rehearsal process been my favorite moment of the show. Just to watch, first of all, to watch Anne and I do lovely work. A lot of the song is Charlie listening. But then when they come together at the end and to share this connection, that it's two people really bearing their souls and saying, here is, you know, the deepest hurt I've had, and it's something you can relate to, and they come together. It's just a beautiful number. It's very vulnerable, and it feels well earned at that time. It's really the first time Charlie gets to see Lola shed the armor and see really like out of drag, see them in a place of vulnerability, because so far they've been this really confident, poised, like, you know, to Charlie, it's an entirely different world. And then to see Lola shed that mask and to come together, it's on top of the beautiful music. It's a really wonderful moment. And it's been fun to see the cast reaction as well.
Yeah, it's. I think one of the differences, because the Charlie's part of that song, when you think of the relationship between Charlie and his father, that's one thing. There's almost a very businessy slash family expectation about it. Mm-hmm. But the relationship between Lola and Lola's father as a whole nother ball game, as far as I view it, and that is, I think, the focus of the song. And Anania, I'm just sort of curious, when you do that number, is it just, is it Lola doing a number in the show, or is there, I'm guessing there's a part of Anania who also gets that this number is really a very personal number.
Yeah, I would say so. I am able to, in very small moderation, I'm able to pull from experiences in my own life where I understand where Lola's coming from. It's always, I feel like the thing I'm most working on now as a person is like healing from like the relationship my parents set up with me. So in that moment of the show, and I always joke about it being like a 6-minute ballad, but it is truly like the crux of what we're talking about here. You know, it's accepting, it's like what I said earlier, like being vulnerable first and expecting or inviting, you know, the respect of that such back.
And Hannah, and of course the last number of this show, and just the positive message of the show, is just, it makes everybody walk out thinking, right, you gotta, you know, rather than looking and judging others, why don't you start in your own life and take a look at who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be. Such a powerful message. And I hope that's, you know, you're talking about what the audience takes away. I hope people also leave feeling that they can be themselves and live out loud and be authentic to who you are. But it's such a good button on a show that really drives home. And it even set a lyric in the song is accept yourself and you'll accept others too.
Yeah. So
a lot of really powerful golden nugget lyrics in that song.
Yeah, the brilliant, I remember when I talked to Harvey about the book, writing the book of this, they essentially threw up, since none of you have seen the movie, one of the reasons your director may not want you to watch it is because Harvey threw the book out. So yes, there are similarities between the two, but not as many as one might think. This really was kind of a fresh start. And again, just the story of how the creative team got together to make this happen is just so amazing. I hope you guys break legs every single night. I will be there. Unfortunately, I do the nightly news on our channel at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So I will miss your first night, but I will be there on Saturday night. You may find me on stage with you from time to time. That happens. I just, especially, you know, just with some of the exciting numbers, I might wear this boot and just get on up there and start roaming around.
All right,
around
Diva, we'll have a little.
You might just have to have security remove me. I don't know. It happens.
No, you are welcome to the club, Mama.
Well, you know, when Hair was here, I did end up on stage with Hair, kind of invited, but yes. Kind of invited. But anyway, I want everybody to go see this show. As I, you know, I was telling Hannah before we started, I'm a city boy, and I just, you know, trying to get me to leave the city. And I grew up in Skokie, so I should be better about this. But I've been trying to get to Highland Park for so long, although I do get to Hackney. So that's good. Have you all had Hackney's yet?
No.
No.
If you're not, it's about 6 minutes from the theater. I don't know where you're rehearsing, but Hackney's on Lake and Hackney's on Harm. If you like burgers, I don't know if you're a burger onion ring kind of person, but they have these onion loaves. Anyway, I'm not doing a commercial for Hackney's, but I've been going there since I've been a little kid. If you're all about burgers and they're not onion rings, they're onion loaves. Trust me. Anybody that grew up knows exactly what I'm talking about in that area. Check it out. You're not far from it. And that's probably my dinner before I come see you. Although my partner says no, he wants to cook. So anyway, we'll have a fight about that. you got to go to Hackney's. I encourage everybody to get up to see Kinky Boots, the 6 Tony Award winning show. And the performances, and Anania, you're just going to slay this show. Because the role requires you to slay this show. And I can just get the sense from talking to you that you are going to be just amazing in it. As I looked at Billy Porter after I saw him in the show and just said, Billy, Tony Award, which is probably a dangerous thing to say to somebody, but I was right. It all worked out. The show's only playing from August 18th to the 27th. We need longer runs up at Highland Park, but that's just the way it is right now. Tickets can be gotten at highlandparkplayers.com. And you all don't know this, but people are giving you got the theater is giving a $5 discount for the first 5 days that this show is airing and available to people. You just got to put the code name Lola. See, they made you the star. Code name Lola will be the $5 discount. And this show will start airing right just before the show opens. We're going to hold it. We're doing a little bit before that right today as we speak, because you guys won't have too much time when you get into tech rehearsal and all of that. But I'm just so glad that we're getting to do this now. And it's also this will be my first time at the McGrath Family Performing Arts Center in Wilmette, part of the Loyola Academy campus up by Laramie. So I'm excited to see. Now, Hannah has not been in that space yet. Ben or Ananias, have you been in that space?
We have yet to, no.
Not yet.
It's going to be exciting for all of us then to see it. Everybody see Kinky Boots. What a treat to get to chat with you all. I hope I get a chance to just shake your hand and say hi after the performance on Saturday night when I'm running around in shorts and boots. And
I am requiring you to show up in those.
Well, it might already be there. I don't know. We're going to find out. Anyway, thank you so much for being with me. Break legs, everybody. I just can't wait to see the show. It's truly one of my favorites. And I think you guys are just going to really slay this. I think it's fabulous. And so I thank you, Ananias Williams, Ben Frankart, Hannah Kipp. Have a great time in Kinky Boots.
Thank you so much for having us.
Look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Bye-bye, everybody.